We do. We have experienced guys that have done it in this league, so that's always exciting. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out and how we can use them to, you know, fit their best abilities.
Gunners as well. You know, you got some of those as well.
Bowman's we got some more speed. Jackson. Yeah, Bowman, Jackson, really excited about those two. Charles James continues to do well. So it'll be exciting to see those guys run down a couple points.
What is it about Bowman? I mean, he's a guy that's been a big special teams contributor throughout his career. What makes him sort of good in that role, and what has he kind of done?
Well, he does have
that in the past.
He does have the experience, number one, and that's a something that you can't replace. And he has speed, so you combine those two, and he has good size for a corner, so he can go ahead and challenge the two guys who are trying to block him. That's one of the toughest things that to do with special teams, is to defeat two guys and get yourself down the field and make the tackle. So he's done it before in this league at a high level, and we're excited to see him continue to progress.
Did studying Holiday last year, in prep work, did that help at all?
We've always known about him.
Yeah.
You study all the really good returners, and so you have a book on them all. So when he came available, we're happy to go get him.
Is his size an asset? Because it seems like maybe it's harder to find him behind blockers.
I don't know if it's an asset. His speed's an asset, that's for sure. He's a strong guy for his size. Ball security obviously will be his biggest focus once we start putting pads on and start knocking it around a little bit.
Have you worked that, cliche high and tight with him at all?
Sure. That's preached in our building from day one that, anybody that touches the ball, whether it's a defensive guy, offensive guy, special teams guy, it's always high and tight.
Is there anything you've seen with him in particular that with the ball security that you try to work
on? No, I've not seen anything yet. So been pleased with the way he's been tracking the ball. It's been a big focus on catching the punt and getting started. So we've been pleased with that.
I know Beckham's been limited with the hamstring, but what do you like in him about
it? Based on the college tape, the ability to make plays with the ball in his hands, whether he's a receiver or a returner. He's explosive. He's got legitimate speed, and he's, runs, I think, pretty strong for his size. You put all that together, and that ends up being a good returner.
Do you view him as both a kick and punt returner here at this side?
Yeah, you want to have depth, so will he do each of them? You don't know based on what the active list is for the game. But we're prepping him to do both, and prepping Holiday to do both, and Reuben Randall's still back there, and Jernigan. So we're trying to have a deep pool to choose from.
Usually when you have a young skill position player like Odell, his first role is on special teams.
A lot of times it works out that way. They have all these other ideas, but it usually comes down to first contribution is going to be special teams.
Do you see that happening this year, though, because you have so many veterans at those positions?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tell right now, but I think he'll be ready for anything we ask him to do. And, a lot of times that gives those guys confidence, and they progress on, and they end up being, offense or defensive players later on down the road.
How has Josh looked?
Both the kickers have looked really well. I mean, they've been really accurate, and we've moved them back. We've used the 15, the thing that we're going to experiment with as a league for the first three preseason games for us and two preseason games for everyone else. And, they've handled that well. And, so their accuracy has been good, and we've stretched them out a little bit more than we have in the past.
Is that a competition, do you see it as, or is it just
something? I see everything as a competition, yeah. And I really like McManus. I liked him coming out. He went to Indy for last training camp preseason, but I thought he was really a good kicker coming out of Temple. He's kicked in the Northeast at a high level. He did all three, so I think he's got a real big upside once it all starts clicking for him.
The only kick return you really need to talk about is
Demps. Demps, we're really excited to have him. I mean, he's been consistent in this league and explosive, and he's a legitimate number one kickoff returner for us. He runs with good size, and he has real good understanding of the schemes. And he's been great with all teams, real leader coming in right from the start, and he'll be able to contribute on every team.
How much of a different option, though, is he maybe than some of the other guys you have? You have a little shiftier, faster guys maybe, and he's a little bit on
– Yeah, you got kind
fast,
of –
But he's probably on the bigger side.
You got three different types of returners when you talk about Beckham, Holiday, and Demps. Obviously with the speed of – Holiday and the shiftiness, the undersized guy. And then you've got Demps, who's a little guy a little bit more size, and he does have the straight line speed. And then you got Beckham, that's kind of probably a combination of the two.
Thank you.
But we're really happy with all three of those guys.